Hello guys, do you want to know the secret many successful crypto traders are using to become successful? Even if you're a beginner, a complete beginner, or maybe you're just new to hearing the term crypto as well, this method can work for you and for anyone looking to make money in the crypto space, even if you don't want to actually trade crypto, which is quite reasonable. But if you want to know more about the best cryptos to buy, the five best cryptos to buy, please go back to my episode called the top five best cryptos to buy in 2022. I mean, if you want to make a passive income, it talks about the five best coins that you can afford and coins that affordable, or coins that are very valuable. So some of the coins I talk about are scalable, fast, and can generate you a passive income, while some of them can make you rich if you just learn to leverage them. But that's my job, to teach you how to leverage that stuff. So have no stress, I'm here for you. So guys, today's episode is focused on the strategy many crypto traders are using and what I believe that you can use as well to make money. And if you don't make money, it's okay. You can simply go for the other methods I'm going to publish on my next podcast episode. So please send me a voice message on the next episode you want me to talk about. But let's begin. So the number one strategy many crypto traders are using is that they're going for the newest cryptos. You know, the first thing they do when they trade crypto is that they go into apps like Google Trends. You know, in Google Trends, there are plenty of search keywords or search results that relate to crypto, right? Then they go to the crypto space and then they see that, okay, these people are typing these types of keywords for crypto. These types of people are typing, you know, there's a new crypto that just got published. You know, the best way for a beginner to make money from crypto is that they target coins that are popular. When you target something that is popular. So if you're a complete beginner, then listen up. So the best way to make money as a crypto trader is always going for what people are already buying. You know, Bitcoin, Binance, you know, the crypto coins that have the most popularity and the crypto coins that have the most trades, you know, meaning that they've been traded a lot. Those are the coins you should be targeting. Target coins that are already popular. Target coins that, you know, everyone knows about. Because the more people know about the coin, the more you won't have to do any research, like how much the coin is worth, how much will it be valued in the next year or the next month. You can just simply buy the coin, go to YouTube, see for yourself, or simply just buy the coin. And then, you know, you can see by its past histories, like how much it was worth yesterday, how much it was worth, all because of technology, all because of crypto trading platforms, you know, internet platforms, you know, like Webull. You can simply just check on which day the value of the stock went up, on which day the value of the stock went down, and you can see the news on why it went down. Was it because of new coins being published? Was it because it was too expensive? What is, you know, you can see for yourself. So targeting the coins that people already know about and targeting coins that are already traded doesn't only mean that they are liquid, you know, which means they're fast to exchange. It also means that you can make a lot of money, other than, you know, going for crypto coins that are new, not that many people know about. It will take you a very long time to make a sale. It will take you a very long time to make money from those coins because they're starting out and their value is still very low. Same goes for Dogecoin. You know, Dogecoin, many people have made a lot of money from Dogecoin, but, you know, it's still a cheap coin. It's still affordable, but it's also scalable. But I'm not saying that it can make you rich. It's only if you have a lot of money, like millions of dollars, and then invest in Dogecoin, then yes, you can make a lot of money. But if you want to make real money, then go for coins like Ethereum, go for coins like Binance, go for coins like, you know, The big dog is simply Bitcoin. Bitcoin is worth an entire $50,000, just one coin. Imagine having 100 coins. How much would have? A lot, right? And you know, you can make a lot of money, even as little as 0.06, you know, coins. You can have about $60,000 or $30,000. I don't remember, but yes. Bitcoin is the best way to start. Bitcoin is the best, but
Here's another strategy is that don't only go for the coins that people are buying. Go for the coins that people don't know a lot about. Because if you're the first one to invest in that coin, your investment will be much more valuable than the second person to find out about that coin. So if you're the first person to ever invest in that coin and sell it, you will be the one who has the higher value. You know, if you buy a coin, for example, if that coin is not popular at that time, but you're the first one to buy it, guess what? If you can manage a way to sell the coin or buy the coin and make it big, like creating your own podcast, talking about the coin, you know, creating your own YouTube channel or your own blog, blogging about the coin, you know, so that people can, you know, buy the coin. But there are plenty of platforms that enable you to connect to buyers, so you don't have to do that. But my suggestion is that you go for coins that are very popular and very liquid. You know, go for coins that many people know a lot about, because the more they know about it, the more they're interested. But the less they know, the more they're curious, and but not curious in a good way. Like, they'll be curious like in a bad way, like, why is this coin even listed here? I don't know that much about that coin. What if I lose money on this coin? That's what they'll be thinking if you are trying to trade, you know, coins that they don't know about. So trade a coin that is very valuable, like Binance, like, you know, go for coins that have the highest popularity, or go for coins that that don't have a lot of popularity, but I don't add the lowest as well, because if a few people know, then there's still a chance of you making money. So go for coins that are new, you know, and a few people know about, so that you can have less competition. If you're an affiliate marketer, you can join an affiliate program of those of those coins, instead of promoting them, because if not that many people know about it, then there's no competition. So less competition, more chances of you making a sale as an affiliate. And if you're a trader, you know, less people knowing about the coin, more chances and higher market value for your coin to be bought by someone. So the more you are the only one who has the coin, the more you end up becoming valuable. So that's my advice to you guys. So if you guys want the full resources, and if you want to get started with crypto trading, today's sponsor is Webull, and when you sign up now using my link, you get a 40, you know, percent free discount. Or maybe if you're not interested in paying for anything, then there's a free version of Webull, all thanks to the partnership I have with it. And you can sign up using the link in the description, and you'll get paid 2 stocks worth about $300 when you sign up using my link, and you'll get free bonuses as well when you sign up. So guys, that's it for today. Please click sign up, start trading. You can even practice how to trade without having any money. So that's what makes Webull so powerful, and that's what makes Webull so special. So guys, that's it for today's episode, and like always, keep on money in the standard.